When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Good evening, and welcome to a live team sheet tantrum. It's just me for the moment. Neil will be on shortly. Unfortunately, daddy baby duties have to take precedent in these situations, and it's an unusual time for a game. I don't miss those days of having to get the kids to bed at a certain time. Good to see you all in there so early. I presume there's a lot of people in their seats nice and early today as well. Haven't clapped the team in at 6:30. Haven't seen any footage from it. I presume it was as amazing as it was last week, except the sun is probably not shining as much as it was last week. It was impeccable afternoon at the entrance on the Trinity Road. So what I'd give to be there tonight, I'd love to be there tonight. It's just one of these things now where you want to be at them all. Well, that's how I'm feeling, but obviously till I win the lottery, that's not going to be the case for a while, but or ever for that matter. Got the lucky shirt on, Garrett says. Yeah, really feel lucky in this shirt. I actually have one ordered with acorns on it. I was hoping it would come sooner rather than later, but I can't break the course of this one. I have to keep wearing this one, but I will move over to the acorns one then afterwards. Hope you're all well. Throw a comment in there and tell us how you're doing. Brendan, who was with us last weekend, is in sunny Killarney. I was not too far away from you today. I was in Cork last night and had a brilliant weekend. Our good friend Adam Slack is in there. Good to see you, Adam. Hope you're doing well. What part of the world are you in, Adam? Come on, make us jealous. Somewhere hot, I would say. We're about... about 5-6 minutes away from the team being announced. Someone confused me here now. Adam is in Richmond, Virginia, and it's raining. Good stuff. For those of you who don't know, Adam is in a band called The Struts. He was on our live show in Dublin, for those of you that were there. Great to see you, Adam. I hope all is well. Jim Kiernan says, evening, Paddy. Clean sheet and a good thrashing to come. Well, you know what? If we keep a clean sheet, we've got half the battle done, and there's a good chance we'll go and win the game. So fingers crossed. Audrey is in sunny Drogheda. Good to hear that the sun is shining in Drogheda there. Flange says, evening, Villa fam. Evening, Flange. I hope all is well with you. No major news that we haven't covered on the podcast since we did our pre-match. Not looking forward. Well, I am looking forward to the team coming out. I'm. I suppose the biggest thing tonight is if we can get the game started without Cole Palmer. I think that's our biggest chance to go and win this game. And I think that I'll probably check is Cole Palmer playing before I'll check the Villa team. That's how I'm feeling. Noel has asked Cleary's later. No Cleary's for me tonight, Noel. I'm stuck in sunny Limerick, so. I will be, however, having a few points after I leave the team sheet tantrum today in order to go and spend time with the Munster Lions. Mark Page, evening boys, come on you villains. The St. Neots villain. Tell us where that is. I've absolutely no idea. Who's the ref today? It is Craig Pawson, I believe. Would that be correct? Someone will tell me. I know Del Boy is in the comments there. But he did message it to me yesterday. Dean Bradley, good day in Dublin. Sun is shining. Tony says he is nervous about how confident I am today. Do you know what? I think that's my overriding emotion. I'm nervous. But then I think, why should I be nervous about this team, especially if Palmer isn't in it? Because, like, he is really, really, I go as far as saying he's probably not the best player on the team. He just seems to be the one that's flourishing within this group. There's a number of individuals that just haven't turned it on since they started. So, well, this season anyway. So, let's see what happens with tonight. I'm quietly confident. But on the same side, I'm nervous because it's just a huge opportunity here tonight. Get these 3 points, and I think it'll be really, really hard for Spurs to come back at us. And I think that's where we all want to be. Wouldn't it be great to have these on the board before we go playing the semi-final during the week? What else have we got here? Palmer is available. Yeah, I believe he is just back from illness. So I'm hoping he won't be... I'm hoping he won't be a full tilt, let's say. Fingers crossed about that anyway. Need a fast start, Ronan says. 100%. Ollie to get number 20. Wouldn't that be great? A win tonight. Ollie to get number 20. And Neil is back here to talk some sense and maybe even have a chat. Is he? No, he's gone again. The kids must be crying. Jonathan's asking about my opinion on the new crest. We spoke about it the other night. I presume it's cut and dried now at this stage. We'll get over it as long as we're playing Champions League football. Good evening, Neil.
Hello, everyone. It's really dark again. I don't know why. Better sort that one out. But hopefully it's not dark in Villa Park. If anybody has just been there where the pyrotechnics and whatever was going off outside the ground, as everybody welcomed the team in. I don't know if you guys have talked about it already. If Paddy, you've asked the question. Pop it in the comments there. I'll go back and I'll look at it if you have already.
Well, I haven't seen anything on it, and I presume there were some people on there that have watched it live and then managed to get into their seat to listen to us, and fair play to them. Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I am just watching my soon-to-be one-year-old child just extricate himself from his sleeping bag somehow, and Harry Houdini hasn't an absolute peak on this guy. This guy's incredible. He's going to be the next Dave Blaine. How in the name of all that's holy did he do that? Anyway, we'll continue. I'm doing great, Paddy. I'm doing great. It's been a fantastic day here in Ireland. Super day's weather, and I'm looking forward to a super game of football here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm hoping it's actually not a super game of football. I hope it's completely one-sided, and I hope we go and relieve our stress early in the game. Because that's what I want to see tonight. I want to see us really go at them. And the team is in.
The team is in. Yeah, I'm just popping it up here on the screen. Mr. Luiz is back in the team. Spoiler alert. So we've got Martinez, Cash, Konsa, Pau, and Dina, Bailey, McGinn, Douglas, Luiz, Rogers, Tielemans, and Watkins. Absolutely no tantrum there at all. Just I suppose exactly what we exactly what I would have expected. I would have expected Diaby to drop out, even though he had a good game last week. I would have expected Tielemans to be in behind Watkins, and that midfield is looking stronger and stronger with each passing game over the last four or five games now, as we're getting McGinn back, getting Douglas Luiz back, and that's what we want at this business time of the season.
Yeah, very happy with that. I think that's exactly as I called it. I wanted to see the important one for me is Bailey on Cucurella. I think that's where we can get serious change. Just a spoiler alert on the Chelsea team, they do have Cole Palmer starting tonight, which is probably no great surprise that if he was even 50% fit, he starts tonight. So we got to focus on our own game now. I'm sure there will be somebody deployed to look after him who'll probably play in a 10 position. So you may be looking at a Douglas Luiz doing a shadowing job or whoever they just. I'm assuming it's going to be Tielemans and Luiz sitting as it was with McGinn pushed on, would you?
No, I'm assuming it's going to be McGinn and Luiz in the middle midfield with Tielemans pushed on. That's what I would assume, because hey, if you want to annoy the hell out of Cole Palmer, get somebody that's like a cheap suiting him. John McGinn did that job against Bournemouth really, really well. He was absolutely everywhere, and he was box to box, and he outworked the whole lot of Bournemouth's midfield. Well, himself and Tielemans outworked the whole lot of Bournemouth's midfield. So I would do that again. Now, I know a lot of people have said differently, put McGinn up top, and it probably will be McGinn in that number 10 role, or it may very well be, or there may be an alteration between the two of them. But for me, I would, to keep it tight, I would just say, John, go out there and your everlasting levels of energy, just expend them completely and utterly. Put half your body up Palmer's jersey. Heads out of the gutters. I know what everybody else is thinking there, but put half your body up his jersey and just do not let him move for the first half. We'll try and get a lead, and if we get a one or two goal lead, then you know we can relax on that situation a small bit and start to, you know, manage the game in a more zonal pattern. That's the way I would do it. But that's the beauty about having somebody like John McGinn in your team. He's just the most versatile midfielder in the whole of the Premier League.
Yeah, he's 100% a Swiss Army life. He can nearly play up front for you if you needed him to. He could play at left back, if we've seen in the past. Look, there's nothing we can do there, I think, to strengthen that team with what we have available. And a good, strong bench must be said to come in there if needs be.
Mm-hmm. Our bench as well is Olsen, Diego Carlos, Chambers, Longley, Diaby, Duran, Ken Kessler-Hayden, Tim Ogbonnam, and Omari Kellyman makes the bench again as well. So look, as strong a bench as we can possibly have, with like Zaniolo out injured. But yeah, look, we've got all bases covered on that bench for sure. I am just going to remove that. We're going to bring up the Chelsea team for posterity. Oh, class. Jacob Tanswell has a video of the pyrotechnics. Do you know what? I think I can share this. Sad villain sent it on to me. I think I can share this. I'm going to share it here. It looks pretty class here with everybody arriving. Thank you so much, Sad Villain. That is amazing. I love the pyrotechnic or the flares. I love the look. Like it must be 20 lines deep there. Like that's incredible. At 6:30 on a Saturday, I bloody love that. Like look how far away the bus is. It's like Rolling Stones are coming to Nebworth in 1960 something there. Like that's incredible, and that's exactly what like that team is going to be inside there. Like licking the window, going, I want a piece of this. I want a piece of this on a Wednesday night with the Champions League music blaring as well. So good on every one of those fans being there. And just in case anyone is wondering, I wore this top to Villa Park last weekend, and superstition got the better of me, and I put it on again just there. It wasn't because my young fellow peed all over me after bath time. It was because superstition. I threw this one back on again. But that's fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Sad Villain. I hope YouTube won't take a strike against me for sharing somebody else's video, but hey, there we go. Let me see if I can find the Chelsea team just for as I said, for posterity's sake.
While you're doing that, the 700 people in here, thank you so much for you all for dropping in. Give us a thumbs up while you're here. If you haven't done before, please do subscribe. It will do us a solid. And yeah, we've got a whole load of new followers in the last few weeks.
Yeah, we have indeed. Christ, look at that bench for Chelsea. Yikes. Yeah. Petrovic and goals, Chalobah, Thiago Silva, Badashai, Kukurea, Casado, Gallagher, Palmer, Maduiki, Jackson, and Mudrick. I know they're absolutely butchered with injuries, but Bentinelli, the former Fulham goalkeeper, Kurd, Alfie Gilchrist, De Sassi, Akepong, Cassidy, who is good, Dyer, George, and David Washington on the bench there. An incredibly youthful bench. I think everybody will agree there. There is talent on that bench, but an incredibly youthful and untested bench there, I suppose, really. But, you know, when we talk about our bench versus theirs, maybe Cassidy I would take from their bench, but I'm not even sure De Sassi is better than Longley or Carlos. So, look, that's a good thing, I think, I suppose. Chelsea are down to the bare bones. They needed Cole Palmer to come in here. Lest we forget as well, since we did our podcast, they've lost Kearney and Sterling as well to injury. So that all works in our favour. Got to hit these guys hard early. And as I say, get the little Scottish flea in Cole Palmer's ear early would be my thing here, and try and catch them as early as we can on the break. Ollie Watkins slats his 20th goal of the season, and I get to give away a jersey to some lucky winner on Twitter. So if you are on Twitter and you haven't seen my tweet from earlier on, go back, retweet it, comment underneath of what you score. The game is going to be, and you could be in with a chance to win a jersey, Aston Villa jersey of your choice. What do you think, Paddy?
Well, look, we're not going to get as good a chance as this to go and beat them. You know, there's a number of changes since I was just looking at the team there that played against us, that knocked us out of the FA Cup, I should say. You know, the front three or four stays the same. Caicedo was there. Fernandez was there. And Diassi, Badashide, yeah, he's there. Malo Gusto and Ben Chilwell, big losses for them. As you say, the bench is absolutely, like, there's very little, with the exception of Bettinelli, there's not much experience on that bench. So, look, you'd have to fancy us. You really would. I fancy us tonight. I just think that the atmosphere inside Villa Park tonight is going to be electric. I hope everybody is there, gets behind the team. I just can't see any other result other than us getting 3 points here tonight, and I'm going to go to 2-0 with Ollie getting his 20th goal.
I hope so. I'm going to save my powder for later on when we do the score roundup in a moment. Somebody mentioned there as well, TSR just mentioned, just a small bit off topic, Sheffield United getting relegated today. Does that mean Archer is 100% returning, and does anyone know the fee? I don't know the fee, and I'm going to make a stab at what it was, because the way the Sheffield United director said it was really convoluted. So I don't know this for sure. Okay, that's my caveat out the way. But I think it's going to cost us somewhere in the region of about 7 million. Now, that could be wildly off the mark. That's what I remember at the time. I remember working it out with, I think myself and Ty Bracey over text message could have been trying to work it out. I think that's what we worked out. But yes, it seems, and this is all just on the hearsay of a Sheffield United director, that in the event of relegation, Aston Villa have a buyback clause. But it works in the way that whereby Cameron Archer left Aston Villa for 18 million in the summer. Stage payments mean that stage payments are cancelled, or certain parts of the stage payments are cancelled, and then Aston Villa will pay back some of the fee that they... So it nearly works out as kind of almost like a loan, with Aston Villa recouping to, or Aston Villa getting 2 to 3 million for the actual player in when it all washes out. I could be wildly wrong on that, but I remember doing the maths on it at some stage.
The way it was pitched to me was that Sheffield United paid a fee which would rise to 18 million. Mm. And that fee would rise once they stayed in the Premier League. And it wouldn't rise at all if they went down. We simply took the player back or agreed to let them pay the full whack, which they're unlikely to do now, having been relegated, and he didn't exactly set the world on fire. So it does look like we will be taking him back unless some madness happens and they decide to pay the full whack for him. I don't know. But look, we'll find out in due course. Let's concentrate on the job at hand tonight and worry about that one later.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I just want to give a shout out to Burnley as well today. Burnley getting a point against Manchester United makes it more or less mathematically impossible for Manchester United. Can only tie us in points, and they would be relying on goal difference for us to pass us out. So that means fourth or fifth for Aston Villa this season, which is absolutely fantastic. And we hope maybe even third. Based on results today, which is very, very wishful thinking, but manifested as AJ, who was popped into my DMs earlier on, said we need to manifest that if we go for third and we end up in fourth, well then everybody will be happy. So why not put it out there. Paddy, you mentioned about a 2-0 win for this one today. I think Pochettino is in between a rock and a hard place. They're already talking about replacing him in the summer, which I think is absolute lunacy. I will be honest with you, because there's so many clubs that are looking to replace managers that are in a way better space than Chelsea at the moment. And the arrogance of the board to think that they could sack a manager like Pochettino, if he does get sacked, will waltz into a top job in a better, more stable club than Chelsea in the morning. And it's just that simple. Before the ink is dry and he's on his P45, he will have another job. And that to me is wild. But I think he's under a small bit of pressure. And I've answered my question earlier, but I'm wondering if push came to shove, would he have maybe risked a couple of the people who were doubtful on the bench today? Or did he just go with the youth kind of, make a statement maybe to the board to say, look, this is what I'm dealing with.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at chumbacasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, look, you only play the cards that are available to you. I don't think the board need any introduction to the fact that they've got a load of injuries. I thoroughly believe that Pochettino is a fantastic manager and a fantastic guy. I do believe he needs to clear that place out, and I mean a fire sale in the summer, because there's some guys there who think they're better than where they should be. So I would think that the whole of Chelsea needs to be rebuilt from the bottom up, and no better man to do it. But I don't believe they'll give him the time, and I don't believe the fans will give him the time either.
Yeah, it's such a strange one. Like, it is. Now, I know paper never refused ink, and it could be a case of if they sack Pochettino, being in the PSR situation that they're in at the moment, he's easily taking 40 million in a payoff. Like, there's no way he's there for like 2-6. Like, there's no way he's there for just his bed and breakfast. Like, he's there for huge money. Why wouldn't he be? Some of these players took like 8-year contracts and stuff like that on big money amortized out over that period of time. Look, it's far be it for me to worry about their finances, but to me, sometimes you have to scratch your head at situations like that. Now, they go in, they win here tonight, or let's just say they scrape in into seventh place in the league, which they very easily could, or sixth place in the league, which they very, very easily could. That's why they're playing for something tonight. And that's why I said I'd ask the question that while we don't know the injury status of some of those guys, I'm wondering if maybe Poch is maybe putting his stamp on the situation to the board to say we need more money. And you spoke about fire sale, Paddy. They kind of had one to Saudi Arabia last summer as well. So like another fire sale, essentially selling off some of the billion pound worth of players that they bought. That to me would, if I was the FA or if I was FIFA, that would spark off major red flags to me. And I would be forcing through huge changes in the ability to be able to do that. I don't know how you do it with competition laws or without anti-competition laws or whatever they're called, but like it would be a generational. It would be the worst situation financially or transfer ability wise in the whole history of football. There would be nothing would even touch it, and nothing would touch it ever. And I hope it wouldn't, because the money that was passed around there should have been investigated and still should be to this day, especially if they end up recouping a lot of the money that they got for some of those players. But anyway, I digress again. What was I going to say again, Paddy? Can't remember. Oh yes, Matty Cash, Paddy. Matty Cash having a bit of a resurgence at right back. I know he gave away the penalty at the weekend against Bournemouth, but you know I saw energy levels for him against Bournemouth that I like just blew me away the way he got up and down the field. And you know, he's going to have a day today where he's himself and Bailey are going to be on that wing, and my favourite left back is going to be playing for Chelsea, Mr. Cucurella. You know, are we ruling out, like, do we put a charity bet on Matty Cash to score today?
Well, maybe so. He's got his fair share of goals, hasn't he, this season for a right back, in fairness to him. I just fancy Leon Bailey to really give Cucurella a horrid, horrid time tonight. And for that reason, I believe it's going to be Ollie Watkins tonight. I think they're all going to shove across and try and help out Cucurella, and there's going to be loads of space. So that's what I'm hedging my bets on, that Ollie Watkins gets to number 20 tonight. Not worried about the golden boot, whatever. I just want him to hit 20. I want him to hit that mark, just a personal milestone for him. And then the next milestone is to get us into fourth place. And that's what I want from him. But I truly believe that Matty Cash and Leon Bailey between them could give Cucurella an awful roasting tonight.
JMTD asks, does the score need to be correct for the shirt? I may have went, no. That was just me trying to ride the algorithm there with regards to comments. I don't know whether likes get you more views on your posts or whether comments get you more views on your posts, but I wanted more Aston Villa fans to have the opportunity to. Now I know that's not in the interest of the people entering the competition to have more people entering. That dilutes the chances of winning. But you know, in a game like this with Ollie Watkins potentially making history of getting 20 goals in the Premier League for the first time for Aston Villa, you know, that's a pretty big occasion. And come on, whoever wins it, you have to get Watkins in the back of your shirt. But look, it's up to you, whoever you want to get at it.
I found out today that if you say something mildly controversial on Twitter, every fucker sees it.
What was that? Did you want the Blues to stay up, Paddy?
Yeah.
Mildly controversial. I think the water or the pints in Digbeth last week went to your heart as opposed to your head. Is that what happened? There was fight, Paddy.
I just believe that the city is better with two competing teams in it. And that's my opinion. Yeah. And obviously I didn't grow up with fucking Blues fans pissing in my sandwiches at lunchtime and stuff like that. Mm. So I know two Blues fans. Other than that, I couldn't tell you anything else about Blues fans. So I just think for the club to be on the world map and to be, you know, have that derby is important. Everybody knew about our marvellous team back in the 90s when we were playing. Sometimes for the wrong reasons, of course, in the games that we lost. But look, I just think there's nothing like a derby day. And hopefully West Brom come up and do the same, because I like those big games. I like those local matches. So that's just my opinion. I wasn't trying to be controversial. I was just giving my opinion.
And in fairness, Paddy said that to me about five times over the weekend last weekend. He was, and apropos of nothing, he'd just say, I know they're in a position where they are, but really, like, and you got really passionate about it. You were like, those derby days are just amazing. And I think it was Delboy that was with us and Noel. The two, we were sitting down and we were talking, and you were like, those days are amazing. You know, like you're literally walking around and on edge for the whole day, and then you get your win and you think, then like you go back to the pub and you almost retreat back to the safety of somewhere like the Aston Inn or somewhere like that. And, you know, you can celebrate the win, but up until that moment, the win is there. There's a tension in the air. You could cut it with a you know, a fag paper. You know, you could just cut it with one of those. You know, it's that tense. And you know, I suppose while there is that, you know, and while people want to, you know, when a team is down or when a team like the Blues are down, especially with the investment that they have, or the investment that they have, let's see what transpires. May very well do it, may very well not. I suppose maybe the lower they are in the leagues allows Aston Villa to continue with their project without maybe a rival project going on across the city. Also, with the council the way that they are, the Birmingham City Council the way they are at the moment, you know, siphoning funds into a club in League Two may not be what, or League One may, well, League Two, I'm getting ahead of myself here. League One may not be what they want to do. They wouldn't do that. And obviously, it would come towards Aston Villa because being more of an attraction for obvious reasons. But yeah, you know, as I say, I remember we spoke about it a couple of times last week. And I don't really have any dog in a fight with regards to that. I think it's hilarious that they can never seem to get it right. And the last time they did, they had a man called Christophe Dugarry in their team, you know, and that's a long time ago. It's their bed. They've made it. They sleep in it. And whatever happens to them is my view.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough time given to them.
Exactly. Tim Mosley asked a question about the game tonight. He said he's concerned that Chelsea get a lot of penalties. Now, when was our last one apart from the shootout? So we'll start with the first part, Paddy. They do get a ton of penalties, and Cole Palmer is in the golden boot conversation because I think 11 penalties he scored this season and 9 from open play. So I suppose Craig Pawson on the whistle today, Paddy. We need to be pretty tight in around the box and not let them get runs in us.
Yeah, well, one deciding factor in that is that we don't have Raheem Sterling, who goes down quicker than a cheap Soho hooker, in my view, most of the time. So, so that's one less play-acting asshole to worry about. But, they're well able to go down easy, absolutely. Now, that's not to say that they didn't deserve some of their penalties. Absolutely, they did. Mm. But we got to be careful because they will go down on any touch, 100%. Nicholas Jackson goes down very easily as well, as does Mudrick. So we need to be very careful.
Yeah. And when was our last penalty? Does anyone know? I'm trying to think. Imagine it was Douglas Luiz. When did Douglas Luiz score a penalty?
I can't remember his penalty since Spurs.
That could be it.
That's just in my head now as the last penalty. Somebody asked me this the other day and I meant to go and check it, but I don't remember a penalty since Spurs. I could be wrong.
Let's see. I know the chat are going to get us here. I know they're going to get us. They're going to tell us here.
Of course.
Versus Burnley. Burnley. Yeah. Versus Burnley. I don't even remember that one either. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember that penalty. Penalties are penalties. Like at the end of the day, the majority of them look the same, and you only remember them when they're missed.
I'm just looking at Rachel's profile picture there, and there's a photograph flag in behind there. Rachel was there last Friday. I mean, I never met her. Did you meet her?
I did. I was scanning people in at the door. I did indeed. Yeah, I did. I never went back for a second chat though, and I meant to Rachel, so apologies. The imaginary monster probably got me at that stage. So I do apologize for that.
Many people we never got back to talk to, and it was great to meet so many faces that you just see as a pseudonym under a Twitter handle or on our live YouTube. So it's great to meet all our people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's going to do it, guys. I think that's going to... Oh, yeah, Michael O'Brien. Remember Aaron Ramsey clipped Duran. Burnley were eating into him and Jacob was fuming. Yeah, I remember that. Jacob standing up for his brother. It was great to see.
Yeah.
Want to pop your scores in the chat there, guys? And we go down through the Telecaster piece in a minute. But I'm going to tell you guys what way I think this is going to pan out. And if anybody watches this podcast, they probably know what it is already. I think this is going to be a 2-1. I think Aston Villa are going to take a 2-0 lead, and I think Chelsea are going to score late on to make it squeaky bum time. But that's what I've guessed that for, well, we're 34 games into the season. This is the 35th game. I'd say easily 20 games this season. I've said that exact same thing this year, and it's worked for a lot of times. So I think Ollie Watkins is going to score, and I think Morgan Rodgers is going to go on a streak. Why not? Why not? I think he's going to be 2-2, and he's got some, you know, I think he scored 2 goals and 2 assists in his last 5 games or something like that. So the man is growing in front of us, and it's so exciting to see. So Hopefully he can get in the score sheet today. Oh, sorry. Actually, Morgan Rogers, you're cancelled. You're cancelled for your goal tonight. Matty Cash is going to score. We said it earlier on, Paddy. We said it earlier on. Matty Cash is going to bang one in. So I'm going with 2-1. I'm going with 2-1 tonight. I think there could be a bit of nerves there tonight. I think we could see a nervous first 10, 15 minutes from Aston Villa. The reason being is because the 9 points up with Spurs to play Arsenal tomorrow really is huge. And if Spurs, obviously Spurs have 5 games left to play. If Arsenal to play tomorrow, you know, let's say they don't beat Arsenal, that means they have 4 games to play and they have to win 3 of those 4 just to tie us.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. So we could be
huge.
We just got to concentrate on tonight. We do our own game and look after our own oxygen mask and get the 3 points. And that's the most important thing. And I'm sticking with my 2-0 and Ollie Watkins to get over the line. I don't want that to be a monkey on his back for the rest of the season either. I'd love to see him get him done and enjoy the last few games.
Absolutely. And here we go with the roundup. Captain Nugget goes 3-1 Villa. Stephen Brown is going 2-1 Villa. Shooting Street 2-1 Villa. David Dwyer 2-1 Villa as well. C Line I going 3-1 with Watkins getting 2 and Bailey getting 1. Paul Cox going 3-1 to Villa. Jason Downing 2-1 Villa. Paul Miller 2-1 Villa. Audrey's going for 2-0. Dennis White going for 3-1 as well. Another Villa podcast by Geeks Sharma is going for 3-1. Dave Bond is going for 4-1. Arjun Singh is going 3-1. Wet Biff is going for 2-0, same as Matt King. 5-3 says English with Richard Parks. Anne O'Grady's going for 2-0. 3-1 says Dean Bradley. Tim Mosley going for 3-1. Jordy Villan going for 4-0. Flange going for 3-1. Debbie Hyde-Ingley going for 2-0 as well. Thomas Walsh going for 4-1. Fizzy Casey going for 3-1. Junior with 2-0. Goals galore, says Dean. Over 6 goals in the game. And JP McManus. Now, there's a man who we could HNTR sponsor the podcast, JP. He's going for 2-1 to Chelsea. Declan Bagnall's, I'll still take your sponsorship, JP, by the way. I'll still take it. Declan Bagnall's going for 2-1. Declan was at the podcast last weekend as well. Good to see you as well, Declan. Lena Peterson is going for 3-1. Michael O'Brien's going for 4-1. Gig Sharma has now changed it to 7-2 to Villa. Aston Villa armchair fan is going for 3-0. Roger Moore, look at all the celebrities watching our podcast today. Roger Moore, I thought you'd be going for 007. No, that doesn't work, does it? He's gone for 4-1 with an Ollie hat trick. David Lang, Logan, sorry, is going for 2-2. Tony O'Brien is going for 2-1. The man who let us keep our bags in his room last weekend. Thank you, Tony. Ty Doyle is going with 4-1. Thomas C is going for 2-0. Steve 24/7 is going for 3-1. Darren O is going for 3-2 as well. Greg O'Connor is going 4-2 Villa. Standing on the Word is going for 3-2 Villa. Aaron Cunningham is going for 2-1. Mark Mitchell also 2-1. Anthony Smith going 3-1 with Spicy Pricey on for 3-0. And Dean Bradley going for 4-1. Where else are we there? Jar Kerwin is going for 2-1 as well. Matt Parker going for 3-1. Noel Connaughton going for 2-1. And Palmer to score first from the spot.
Noel got Solanke right last week.
From the spot and paid for his weekend off it, I would imagine. Anthony Smith is going 8-0. Garrett McDonough is going for 3-0. Andrew Long is going for 2-0 as well. James D going for 3-1. Oz Germ 3-1. Cat Cannon 1-0. And John Don Dopper is going for 3-1. Derek's going for 4-1. And that's it. Very, very confident people tonight as well. I can read as fast. You can read as fast as I can drink. I can drink as fast as I read as well, unfortunately, as well. I'd love to. So standing on the Word says there, Neil sounds like a horse racing commentator. There's actually an old cassette tape that I recorded on the radio when I was about 7. And an old radio, and it's about maybe 7 or 8. So we're talking, what, about 30, 31 years ago, of me pretending to do horse racing commentary. And my dad bursting himself laughing in the background. I remember as I grew up and as I got into my teens and 20s, it would regularly be put on if I had people over and stuff like that. And I remember the horses were called the Wicked Witch, and I think the other one was He Has a Cold or something like that. And it was completely fabricated out of my mind. So maybe I've always wanted to be a horse racing commentator. Maybe I've always wanted to be one. Yeah, so guys, I think that's going to do it. I'm looking at the time here. It's 28 minutes past seven. So I think everybody should really get themselves settled, get themselves something nice and comfortable to wear. Might be uncomfortable at times tonight, might be very, very comfortable tonight, but have your attire correct, have your beverages correct, have your snacks correct. And you know what? Join us again at about 5 to 10 tonight, because win, lose, or draw, we're going to come back. We're going to chat about this game. And hopefully, and I'm confident, we will be chatting about an Aston Villa win. So, Paddy, anything you have to say before we leave?
No, just I told you in the preview I wouldn't make it on after the game. So I will.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't expect you to.
We will talk again over the coming days, because we'll have a lot to talk about it.
Exactly. Exactly. Although Paddy has said that lots of times before and then messaged me going, send me on a link. So maybe I don't trust that you're not going to be on the post-match podcast. This could be a repeat of Arsenal again.
No, I don't. See, that's why I've decided already I'm not coming on, because
that's okay.
The Arsenal one was a bit embarrassing, all right. So
not at all. It was not. There's nothing embarrassing about passion, Paddy. There's nothing embarrassing about passion. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching. If you haven't hit the like button, please hit the like button. And if you're watching this on X or Twitter or whatever the platform is called, give us a shout over on YouTube. You don't have to watch us there. Just go over there and click the thumbs up button and like and subscribe to the podcast. Costs you nothing. Just really gives us a dig out in that algorithm as well. But everything you do for the podcast is absolutely superb. And thank you so much. The numbers have been phenomenal recently. Like thousands. There's almost 1,000 people in nearly every podcast we do, live podcast. So thank you so much to every single one of you. Really, really appreciate it. Go in and enjoy yourselves before the game, and enjoy yourselves during the game, hopefully. And we'll see you again at about 5 minutes to 10 Irish time. Stay safe, stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.